Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Threefold attack of the enemy that he does against you to destroy you when you're trying to do something great for God. The first thing he does, he wants to divide you. There is a demonic spirit that wants to send a spirit of division into your house. The enemy loves to send division in your house, whether it's between you and your spouse or you or your child, because the enemy knows the power of unity. Jesus said, a house divided against itself shall not stand. And so the enemy will do anything he can to bring a division in your house while you're not looking, while you're busy, while you're working, while you're busy doing other things. The enemy will send division while you don't even know it. And while you're out trying to do something right, something wrong can be happening in your house and you not even know it. And a spirit of division had crept in the house. You'd be shocked at the people who've lost their job and still aren't sure why they lost it. You'd be shocked at the mothers who lost their children and cannot figure out what went wrong. You'd be shocked at the marriages that have become totally dysfunctional. Both of them are angry at each other and neither of them can tell you why. It's a demon spirit. It's a foul spirit. It's a spirit of division, and it comes against your house to destroy you. You never even hear the demon open the door, and you never even hear him close it. And that kind of division is the beginning of total destruction. Anytime he's in one place and you're in another place, you open up a door for the devil to attack your house. And while David was into the man thing and the job thing and the conquering thing, and she was into the house thing and the kid thing, all of a sudden the enemy stepped into everything and both of them lost, and the whole house went down. Down, down, all done through division, divided, division, two visions. Anytime you've got one vision and he's got another, the enemy is already at work. Anytime your life's goal is to prove how much you don't need him. I'm independent and I'm on my own, that's wonderful. But anytime your independence leads to alienation, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Somebody's got to tell you this stuff. While the church has been playing patty cake about this stuff, the devil's been coming in and destroying our marriage. And the divorce rate in the church is about to get worse than the divorce rate in the world, because church people are so busy being spiritual that nobody will admit we're spiritual, but we're not happy. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, but I'm miserable. Best time is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Church time. People going to church around the clock to avoid staying at home with somebody they don't even understand. Taking on extra jobs, don't need extra money, just need an extra excuse to get out of that house. Oh, you ain't gonna say nothing, but sit there, baby. I'm coming where you are. And I know you can't say anything because y'all got to hold up your image. But I'm gonna be hard on your image today because I'm coming after you. And it was hard for a mighty man of valor to come face to face with something he doesn't do well, because it is hard for men to accept areas of failure. We gravitate to areas of success. We love to do whatever we do well and ignore whatever we don't do well. And when David came over the hill, this wasn't like the lion, it wasn't like the bear, and it wasn't like Goliath, and it wasn't like the 100 men that he had killed and cut off their foreskin. This time David got gotten. And there he was. He went from division to number two. He went to being defeated. And he was defeated because they were divided. And you will be defeated if your house is divided. Alone is not that good. It is so bad that it's been proven that old folks live longer if they don't have a companion, if you give them a cat. Some old women stay alive to feed a cat. So don't glorify being alone. It's not that good. Anytime you're so desperate for company that you'll stay alive for a cat, it has boiled down to a low gravy. And they went from division to defeat, and they were being defeated, and they were defeated. And when people get defeated, they panic. And they walked in, and all of the men rend their garments when they saw the women were gone. Abigail was gone, Ahinoam was gone, the Jezreelite that he'd married was gone and destroyed, and everything had gone up in smoke, and all of the men had lost all of their children and all of their wives, and they were all distraught, and they started screaming in grief because these were mighty men of valor. They weren't used to being whipped, and to a man that's a winner, it's hard to lose. A winning mighty man of valor, losing makes you sick. It makes you sick, the cold taste of bowel coming up in your mouth at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning is your masculine secret. While she's asleep, you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and wonder, do you still have what it takes? Because that last one took so much out of you that you're smiling, but your joy is gone and the gleam has gone out of your eye, and you're screaming though your lips don't open. And the worst part of the masculine scream is that the feminine ear cannot hear our frequency. And as I begin my tour to travel around the country and minister to men, I am in a dilemma and I've not resolved it yet. I don't know whether to call the men in a room by themselves, because I find that men open up better when they're by themselves than they are with their women. But I'm torn between two ideas, because if we deal with everything alone, the women will never understand what it's like to be us. And I think there are some women who really could benefit from knowing what it is like to be a man. You've got all kinds of women's magazines and women's talk shows and women's outreach and women's ministry, but when it comes to men, there's nobody talking to men. Oh yeah, we've got a few magazines about biceps, triceps, and how to get Viagra at a cheaper price, but when it comes down to really dealing with what's going on in your heart, there is nobody talking to men. There he was defeated, and he rent his garment, and all of a sudden those people who were with him started talking about killing him. His own men turned against him. Oh, he danced on the hills when he was young, but David had lost his dance, and down in his soul he was tired and embarrassed about being tired. Division to defeat. And then number three hit him. Number three, the final nail in the coffin, discouragement. He was discouraged. Now, discouragement is what brings a mighty man to acting like a weak man. Now he begins to whimper. He's fallen and he can't get up. And he is discouraged and he can't tell anybody that he's discouraged. And he's at the end of his rope and he can't tell anybody that he's at the end of his rope. Discouraged means you've lost your courage. It means I had it, but I lost it. It means that it leaked out of me. It means that I am tired of encouraging everybody that everything is going to be okay. It means that I'm tired of being there for you. It means that today I want to collapse on you. Discouraged means your courage ran out on you before your fight was over.